98% of the time, you're not doing anything. That's for opening and that's for closing. But 98% of the people out there, they don't even have rules. They don't even have plans. They don't even have a system.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you looking to take the guesswork out of trading? Well, you need to get the Secret Investing Book. It's the underground playbook that 10-Minute Stock Traders are using to take the guesswork out of trading every single day. You can get your free copy over at secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and watch all of our past episodes over at sharevision.com.
Good afternoon, traders. How are you all doing today? It is great to hear from you. Dr. Sinclair, I see that you're here. Glad you made it, my friend. You know what I'm really enjoying? And I feel bad that we didn't do this a year ago. We started on... Okay, funny story. So I've had the business for a while. And we sold courses and, you know, clearly lots of podcast episodes and things like that. But I wanted to do a trading room. And when I decided to do this, it was about this time last year. And Rudes and I, this is before April started working with us, I was like, let's go. Let's make this happen, right? And so we're building up all the pages, we're building up all the trading room, we're figuring out all of how we're going to be doing this. And I accidentally sent out all, because it was meant to start on Black Friday last year, that was the plan. But on November 11th, Veterans Day, I accidentally clicked the button to send out all the emails. And Brian signed up that day. And he's been with us for nearly a year now. He was the very first one to join the trading room. And yeah, I wish so bad that we had started the Discord at that time, because I love this. This is so much fun to be able to hang with you guys over there. Isaac was up in the Discord earlier talking about some trades he made. Donna, glad to see you. Maria, glad to see you as well. And, you know, I can't keep track of everybody's username. So, if I don't realize it's you, please just know it's hard for me to connect whose name is, everything, but Isaac, you may have been second. Yeah. Very cool. Ernie. Good to see you. Good to see you. Isaac did well in his trade today. I want to talk about that, Isaac. I want to talk about that because even though you didn't use the broader context of the daily trends, you still nailed it on the intraday part. And that made me feel really, really good. It made me feel really good, Isaac, because I gave you that wealth ripple effect. I gave you empowerment to make those choices, right? And it's not me trying to say that I'm the greatest and the best or anything. No, it's actually me saying how excited and flattered I am that I've been able to help you with that, Isaac. That you've been able to take this and run with it today. So, man, way to go, way to go. Tyler, good to see you, good to see you. Okay, speaking of, let's roll over to the Discord. And I want to do just a couple day trading, coaching on day trading on this real quick. I didn't put in on any day trades today, and we'll talk about that. Okay, so earlier this morning, I sent out... Oh, it was in the general channel. So the only two that I'm using right now are general and day trades. I'm sure we'll come up for something in the trading room. We just haven't done it yet. Sent out this morning, futures are up. Moving averages are all mixed and crossing over both directions. No day trades today until we establish a solid trend again. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you in the trading room. Dr. Sinclair asked me one time if I knew about stage analysis. This is Stan Weinstein's theory. And I've never worked with Stan Weinstein, but... I'll go grab a handout here in a second. The stage analysis is a real thing. The way that I describe it is stage one is where all the moving averages are crossing, you know, all over each other, right? Nothing's really happening. Stage two, this is what Mark is famous for, is when everything starts crossing over and then does not cross back. Everything's going straight up. Stage three is at the top, where things are starting to cross back over again, which is what I think we're seeing. And then stage four is when everything is just straight down, right? And it's not like a 1 to 2 week decline. This is like sustained decline. And I think we're in the middle of stage three right now. So stage three is where we're having crossing over, which in my opinion, I think that we've seen that basically for all of 2022. Just going to draw a little chart right here. Right, top to bottom, let's call it 480 down to 365. So about 100 point range, but we haven't broken that, right? We're still fighting back and forth within this range. I believe this would be stage three. And if you want to look what I mean by the stages, you can actually see it since the COVID low, right? That's what stage four looks like, or stage four. Stage four looks like just brutal down. And this is what stage two looks like, just brutal up. We're not seeing that. We're seeing lots of sideways action. Trending down overall, but sideways action. Isaac says, I saw you're not trading, but I decided to go in. It's quick trade, and he made 100%, my dude. Way to go. Brian, I was actually talking about you earlier today. You should go to the top of the episode and hear that. Hang on a second. Stage four is like cancer diagnosis. I suppose you could say, yeah, I didn't make that connection. Hang on, let me grab a handout real quick. All right, so I keep this handout tacked to my wall. And this came from Brian Shannon. You guys may know him. He's a VWAP trader, big on Twitter. This came from his book. I had an interview with him, and he sent me some book stuff. As you can see, the bull is getting weird because it's green right there. But check it out. So stage one is where all the moving averages. Let's do this. Stage one is right here. It's where all the moving averages are kind of farting back and forth, right? Nothing's really happening. Stage two, this is this side here. It's a brutal trend up. Sorry. Everything's backwards. A brutal trend up, as you can see. Stage three is another sideways trend, which is where I think we're at right now. And then stage four is the brutal bear, right? Yes, we've seen bear market technically so far, but I don't think we've seen brutal bear market yet. So I'm not trying to make a prediction here. I'm just trying to give you guys some perspective as to what's going on broadly speaking. Now, let's go back to the day trading. I did not day trade today, and I didn't plan on day trading today because we are... Remove this rectangle. Right? The trend is just not keeping on. Right? We still have the 10 is over the 20, but price is... Or 10 is under the 20, and price is over the 50. I mean, that's not... It's really frustrating, right? This is a super, super choppy market, and if you're not agile... You're not able to take advantage of this, right? But keep in mind, right? There are still opportunities. But if you do not take your exit signals, we can go back to PVH. PVH is such a great example of why you take an exit signal as soon as you get it. Ran up 15, no, even higher at the high today. 18% from the low to the recent high right here. And if you didn't take your exit signal, you're hurting big time. So this market's been really frustrating. Because of that, Chris has been up to no good. I had an idea that I was exploring. Let me see if I can get the link to pull through on it. This is going to be on the swing trading strategy. I'm trying to build a new spread. See if this pulls through. Oh, sweet, it did. Okay. I'm trying to build a new spread. And the new spread is not that... It sounds complicated, but it's not. We already do broken wing butterflies. We haven't had a chance to do one in a while. But we already do broken wing butterflies, which is what this is. And then adding in the long put that we already do. The broken wing butterfly, however, expiring... 2 to 3 weeks. I should rephrase that. The broken wing butterfly expiring 3 to 5 days out, with the long put still expiring 21-ish days out. Combining the two, what I found was really interesting. Combining the two surprised me. Because, and I haven't optimized it yet. This is something I was working on over the weekend. This is what I was texting you guys from the plane that I think I had a breakthrough. Combining the two completely shifts the risk profile. Where, let me see if I can make it easier to see. Where the long put looks like this. You guys know what a long put looks like, but I'm gonna bounce back and forth so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Where the long put looks something like this. When you add in the broken wing butterfly, it looks something like this. The break-even point gets smooshed way higher, like above the current price. The break-even point on this short position is above the current price. And you can have that premium being collected from the broken wing butterfly. And if price goes in your direction, you win a higher dollar amount. And if price goes the opposite direction, you lose less of a dollar amount. And I'm looking at this like, did I just figure out the golden spread? Maybe. Now, like I say, I haven't optimized it yet. But more profits when you have them. Losses are smaller when you have them. Your probability of profit increased tremendously. Because now you can actually have the stock go up if you're going short and still profit because of the broken wing butterfly hump right here. Because of this area. So yeah, I am not completely done with it. I was texting Dr. Sinclair earlier. I have several things I'm working on right now. Optimizing this is going to be one of the things I'm working on. And by doing so, I'm really excited. It should up our win rates, up our profits, decrease our losses, all at the same time. So I'm super, super stoked about this. Brian's going to go watch from the top. Isaac said, he did a small position, set to close in Tasty when SPY dropped to 409s. It's closed. Ah. Not really knowing a trend following. Maybe such a good idea. You know what? Let's take a look at it real quick, Isaac. By the way, congratulations. I'm really proud of you for rolling through on that. And you had a plan in place and you enacted it, right? So the one thing that I would have done is right in this area. I assume you got in about, I think you said 411. You may have said it in the Discord. Let me check it real quick. It is short at 411. Cool. After the reset. So he waited for the reset, which would have been around here. Yeah. Short for around 411. Okay. I'm guessing that was your entry point because that was the reset. Okay. The one thing I would do is just make sure that as it's going down and you see it cross through that Keltner band right there, your first green candle is your exit point. So this would have been the exit point here. And as we've shown, which is so crazy, the first green candle after it breaks that Keltner channel usually means it's going the opposite direction. So that's a really strong exit signal. So Isaac, really proud of you, my dude. The only thing is that you're taking the trade when it's on top of the moving averages going short. That's risky. I would wait until it's below the moving averages to go short. Granted, you would have done better than I would if we had gotten in at the same time. But you want it to be below the moving averages if you're going short and above the moving averages if you're going long. That's the only piece of personal advice I'd look at that. So nice work, though. Brian says, have to run. See you later, bro. Victor, very cool. All right, so let's get into our swing trading for the day, which is not going to take long. And then our final thoughts and we'll be on our way. Isaac, thank you for that breakdown. It was risky, but you did have a plan. My dude, how many times have we said in our final thoughts, right, the difference between a professional and the rest of the world, what separates the best from the rest is that right there, having the plan. Too risky, though. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now with our 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy, it always starts with the market. Now, we have been bearish, but I'm going to flip this on the bullish end just for fun. We need to see the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50. So we have the 10, which is the blue line. The 20 is the black line. And the 50 is the red line. So the 10 and 20 are not crossed up yet. Price is over the red line. I would not at all be surprised if this is setting up for the extreme short that I talked about earlier. I would not at all be surprised if this sets up for the extreme short we're talking about earlier. But because of that, following the rules, and this is inconclusive. Because of that, definitely wouldn't be putting on any trades. Let's do look at MMFI. MMFI 56. Fin Club came in green today. So because moving averages are not all facing the same direction, that makes today a transition day. We totally got out of everything last week. And so today we're just waiting. Now, first question you're probably asking yourself is, well, how long are we going to wait? As my mentor Mark would say, wait in cash for proper setups. How long? As long as it takes. That's coming from the best trader in the world. So, no trades to be had today on a transition day. Pretty easy, right? But you got to set up the market environment first. Because listen, once we hit a solid trend and we hit those trades just right, it's going to blow your mind. We haven't had an opportunity, right? We haven't had that opportunity in a while. But when it all clicks together, the way that I can describe it for myself was I made so much money so fast, I didn't believe it was possible. I cannot guarantee that. I cannot promise you that, legally speaking. But I can say that when things work, it's amazing. So let's move into the final thoughts. So this is one of my favorite accounts. Be sure to follow this one. Most people think being a trader means you're always doing something. But in reality, as Mark just said, a successful trader spends 98% of the time doing nothing. 98% of the time doing nothing but waiting for the system or their rules to set up for the trader. 98% of the time, you're not doing anything. That's for opening and that's for closing. But 98% of the people out there, they don't even have rules. They don't even have plans. They don't even have a system. They're just willy-nilly thinking right on this side. Most people think being a trader means you're always doing something. That's the difference. We just talked about that a minute ago, Isaac, right? To be the best, you can't think like the rest. And the rest of them think they got to be doing something. Whereas the best, they're waiting 98% of the time for entry and exit signals, and they're not moving otherwise. So thank you all so much for coming today. Pretty easy one, right? Do keep in mind that this new strategy that we're going to be building together, I'm going to be testing it. So as we go through, I'm going to say, hey, I'm adding on this extra set of variables because I am of the opinion of nothing works better than firsthand experience, especially in the market. So I will be putting on this setup as we go, long or short. You do not need to do that if you do not want to. You can just stick with puts or calls, whatever the case is. But I'm going to be optimizing this as we go, running back tests, and super stoked to see how it comes out. And then once we really nail it down and we start making big profits from it, which I'm pretty excited about. Can't promise anything, as you guys know. But once this starts clicking through and working, I want to come up with a fun name for it. Something that we can decide the name for and we can use. And it can be like our special spread, if you want to call it that. So thank you guys so much for coming today, guys and ladies. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your Monday. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. Talk soon.
Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of The Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com, and I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.